Salam alaikum. Bon dia. Honorable Migliore, President of PAM, Your Excellency Ana, Minister in the Cabinet of Prime Minister of Portugal, Honorable Joana Lima, Head of the Portuguese Delegation to PAM, Honorable Pedro Roque, PAM President Emeritus and Vice President of the Assembly, distinguished delegates, dear colleagues, and dear friends. I would like to start by thanking President Silva for hosting the inaugural session of the PAM Women Parliamentary Forum here in Lisbon, and the entire Portuguese delegation who has worked hard to make this event happen. At PAM, we are very pleased to be here today to inaugurate our Women Parliamentary Forum, an extremely important decision of our Assembly. Said so, I am now pleased to give the floor to Honourable Joana Lima, the head of the Portuguese delegation to PAM. The floor is yours.
Mas o meu som está tão baixo.
Tá ligado. Agora sim.
Excellency, President of PAM, Ana Catarina Mendes, Secretary General of APM, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, it is a great pleasure and honor for me to welcome you all and all in Lisbon, in my home, the Portuguese Parliament, on the occasion of this inaugural session of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Mediterranean Women Parliamentary Forum, and I thank you for supporting this initiative. As already mentioned, women and girls represent half of the world's population and therefore also half of their potential. Gender equality, in addition to being a fundamental human right, is essential for achieving peaceful societies where human potential and sustainable development can indeed be implemented. However, in practice, we know it isn't as such. Gender inequalities, unfortunately, still persist in most of the world, including in Europe, the Mediterranean, and the Gulf region, where women and girls are the main victims of gender-based violence and face discrimination in access to education, employment, and in some cases, even health services. Women are still underrepresented at global political economic decision-making levels. It is therefore necessary to take decisions to ensure that women's representation in politics and that gender issues are effectively taken into account. We have to contribute to shifting this paradigm. Members of Parliament are key to deciding on how to increase women's participation, representation, and empowerment at all levels of the public, economic, and social sphere. In this sense, the Women's Parliamentary Forum will be a unique platform to promote women's rights and empowerment, thus achieving gender equality. This body will be essential for dialogue on gender issues and for responding to the wishes of women members of APM to be more involved in the decision-making process and parliamentary diplomacy to promote peace, security, and stability in the region. APM is fully committed to equality and women's empowerment. let us see, it was during the presidency of Janusz Jara, of the third committee, that is, that the APM statutes were amended. And therefore, I would like to greet this initiative. To ensure that each member of this parliament includes in its delegation the presence of at least one representative of each gender. In this way, to achieve the objective of having the participation of our member states in the APM delegations. There are 57 women out of 169 members of delegations. We represent 34%. There's still quite a lot to be done. We've made significant progress over the past decades. However, and despite the gains, many challenges remain and much remains to be done. This forum that inaugurates today will be the perfect platform for dialogue, to engage, commit, and press for transformative change. It will also be an opportunity to take stock of the improvements needed to advance democracy by promoting women's rights as fundamental human rights and to reaffirm among us as parliamentarians our strong commitment to consolidating gender equality within this organization to which we belong, but also in our national policies. In this regard, and considering the huge number of women refugees in our region, I would like to recall a historic report and a resolution adopted by the APM on the status of Palestinian refugee women, which has had a major impact on our member states and which in Lebanon has led to the revision of national laws, resulting in a significant improvement in the living conditions of Palestinian refugees in our country. I imagine that our forum will carry out work that will result in reports and resolutions at this level. In today's session, we'll be listening about women refugees in 2022. All our solidarity is with them. We will see that concrete actions, including at legislative level, can be implemented to bring about positive changes in their lives. Tomorrow, we will hear about gender equality in the Euro-Mediterranean Gulf countries, particularly in a post-pandemic era. I wish you all a productive debate and that you can achieve the objectives we are working on. Thanking everyone to contributing at different levels. So we will be discussing different topics. Thank you and wishing you a very productive session.
Thank you, Joanna. Thank you for the important words. And now I have the pleasure to give the floor to PAM President Honorable Gennaro Migliore.
Sergio, Honorable Joanna Lima, Head of the Portuguese Delegation, Your Excellencies Minister Ana Catarina Mendes, dear Pedro Roque, President Emeritus, Excellencies, dear colleagues, it's a great pleasure for me to address you today as President of the Parliamentary Assembly of Mediterranean. And I'd like to thank the Assembly of the Portuguese Republic for hosting us in this very beautiful venue and for the very warm welcoming that all we had, as well as the PAM Secretariat, all the speakers, and you participants. We live in this moment very tough time. After pandemic, we have the Russian aggression to Ukraine people. Among the victims of these tragedies, the women suffer more for health, for sexual violence. They are innocent victims among the victims. For that, I first of all want to thank all our delegates that contribute to this important conference, the first parliamentary forum for women parliamentarians, in particular Joanna Lima, that introduced this conference, and Jana Chiara M, that presented the amendment for our statutes that able to be here. As UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres recently said, gender issues is the unfinished business of our time. In the Euro-Mediterranean and Gulf framework, gender equality, gender issue, can be seen as the catalyzer of several policies, challenges, and objectives, which need regional cooperation and parliamentary diplomacy and engagement. Some examples are the respect of fundamental human rights, to which gender equality pertains, the promotion of democracy and political participation, the spread of civil, social, economic, and political rights, and the construction of peaceful and equal society. In this sense, the most recent World Bank reports demonstrate that the advancement of gender equality and women empowerment go hand in hand with the reduction of poverty and the rise of economic growth and the productivity through the stimulation of creativity, the fight against gender-based discrimination, and the development of talents and skills. Conversely, gender equality is also one of the 17 sustainable development goals by incarnating the linchpin of the major challenges and objectives of our time, stretching from the struggle against every form of violence, slavery and discrimination in both public and private context, to the leap towards equal social, economic and political rights and the construction of sustainable and democratic economies. With regard to this process, on one hand, the national legislative body's commitment to these goals certainly benefits from women's social, economical, and political equal inclusion through the election of increasing number of female parliamentarians and women's political activism. On the other hand, the unfinished business of promotion and implementation of gender equality at all levels is stimulated by the presence of more and more female representatives in domestic legislature. By looking at PAM region, the Western and Southern Europe region's female parliamentary representation shares oscillated between being rather low, 6.25%, and being very promising by stretching 40% or 50% in Gulf. In addition, although we have witnessed the general increase of women parliamentary representation in the MENA region since the Arab Spring mobilization, and thanks to women's widespread commitment to the regional struggle for democracy, freedom, and social justice, the average parliamentary female share in the MENA region is around 16%. Overall, PAM average parliamentary female is 25%, which significantly lower than 30% benchmark set by the United Nations Economic and Social Council already in 1919. In spite of the significant progress mentioned previously in the representative and political spheres, according to 2021 Global Gender Gap Report published by the World Economic Forum, the average MENA region gender gap is the largest one in the world, being around 60%. Hence, at the current relative peace, MENA gender gap can be potentially closed in 140 years, with paradox. In addition, the 2021 Global Gender Gap Report estimated Western and Southern Europe's average gender gap around 77%, which means that the current relative peace, this gap can be potentially closed in decades. These facts and data express well the need of our future staunch commitment to the promotion of gender equality at all levels and in every domain. Much work has to be done, and every accomplishment and step forward cannot make us hesitate to do more. Since its inception, PEM has put gender equality at the top of its priorities and values. The establishment of the Women Parliamentary Forum is going to represent an institutional booster to our objectives, which are promotion of women parliamentarians' participation within PAM structure, their equitable representation at all level of responsibility within the organization, the advancement of democracy through the fostering of women's rights as fundamental human rights, the tightening of regional parliamentary diplomatic relations. Around the world, there are some 80 women caucuses in national parliaments. However, we may also find women caucus in international parliaments such as the Commonwealth, the Francophonie, the Community of Portuguese-speaking Countries. We are here today to inaugurate our own Women Parliamentary Forum. Women caucuses are mechanisms that have been created within the parliaments of many countries to strengthen cooperation among women engaged in political life and their political impact. These caucuses are able to rally the support of women parliamentarians around common objectives, rising above political division, and they bring together women parliamentarians from different political parties around issues they all can support. Women's caucuses can also help to bring greater equality between men and women in the daily operation and work of parliaments, as they increase the likelihood of women's issues being discussed in parliament and ultimately articulated in legislation. These caucuses can also work in other policy areas, not necessarily focused on women, of course, analyzing a broad range of issues from a gender perspective and addressing the needs of other marginalized groups, especially children. And the gender perspective, it's a very general perspective. It's not a partial perspective. The success of women's causes stems primarily from their capacity to rally the support of women parliamentarians around common objectives, rising above political division, gaining support from male members of parliaments as well as other actors can often be crucial and welcome. Women's caucuses help to build the capacity of women parliamentarians, organizing and providing support and training to make them better members. And these caucuses can help by educating their members in such areas and teaching women the ropes of parliament to make them better, more confident leaders. The IPU Global Survey on Gender-Sensitive Parliaments found that women's caucuses can be as effective as gender equality committees in promoting gender equality in a parliament's work practices and outputs. They can serve, for instance, as watchdogs or focal points in parliaments to ensure that a gender perspective is already and ever included in all debates and decisions. More than 20 years from UN Security Resolution 1325, it is also important as ever to ensure human representation in all matters of peace and security. For all this reason, gender equality has to be viewed as the banner of our daily efforts and ambition. I thank you for attention. Obrigado.
Thank you, President Migliore, for your words and recalling the current situation and what is needed to be done. And I take this opportunity also to welcome the many Member of Parliament, ladies, who are with us today for the first time at the PAM meeting. So thank you very much for coming. Really appreciate it. And it shows the importance of this important step undertaken by PAM. Said so, I'm now pleased to give the floor to Her Excellency Anna Caterina Mendes, Minister in the Cabinet of the Prime Minister and for Parliamentary Affairs of Portugal.
Thank you.
Obrigado.
Grande. Muito bom dia a todos. Eu queria começar por cumprimentar o Sr. Presidente.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to greet all of you and welcome to this Home of Democracy. And allow me to greet the Emeritus President of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Mediterranean, Pedro Roque. And let me say that I'm quite pleased to attend this conference. It has to do with quite a battle we had in Portugal, that is, of being a so-called godmother at this inaugural session of the Women Parliamentary Forum. It came about from the Portuguese delegation, and especially what it means today. And for me, as a parliamentarian for the first time in 1996, the 230 parliamentaries at that time were mainly men. And over the years, we've paved the road, and today we have 34.2 women parliamentary, in spite of the fact that law requires 40%, but we are paving the road. So for these last 20 years, we've been working to improve our conditions. And that is why being here with also the Line Ministry of Equality and Migration is quite important at a very difficult moment we are living in the world and in Europe. In Europe, because during these 70 years of peace in the continent, nobody could imagine that in 2022 there would be a war that would jeopardize our security as continent, but it's essentially convening us to another reflection of what should be the world and what will be the world like. And let me recall that I was 20 or so years old when I participated in a parliamentary assembly of young people of the Mediterranean, and where many young people at that time outside of Europe and inside of Europe expressed the fact that they were outraged, and first steps were given in terms of forced marriages, abuse in women's rights, defending the independent self-determination of women, of the fight of women, not because of the fact that they wanted to be more, but because they wanted to have the same rights as men. They don't want to be different. They want to be able to change things. And maybe this also has marked my political life to allow that today we continue on defending women's rights as part of my DNA, but especially what is intrinsic in a democracy such as democracy in Portugal. And so, ladies and gentlemen, parliamentarians of the different parliaments, today's session is quite a coincidence as well. That is, the important fact that we are living a war at the moment, and happy coincidence to be able to give one more step in the name of a more decent, more equal, more solidarity, more inclusive society. Portugal has welcomed more than 45,000 displaced people from Ukraine. And those arriving at the moment, 46,000 have sought temporary protection, 60% are women, and 29% are children under 18 years of age. It means that inequality still persists in these conflicts, where the more vulnerable are truly the first victims of any conflict. But if this conflict has shown many fragilities, still shows the conflicts that exist outside the European borders, and especially conflicts that we continue on seeing line in Mozambique, Yemen, Ethiopia, and has provoke thousands, millions of displaced all over the world. So we're speaking about images that really shocked us last week, not 10 years ago or 100 years ago, it was last week, of people arriving from Melilla, close to where we live, that are reflects of these conflicts and migrations as well. And that convenes us to carry out a new approach on the migration policy. And Arianda recalled, not because refugees are refugees, is classified as such, but any of these displaced from their countries that seek shelter in other countries with safety is a citizen, and forgetting that these are citizens, forgetting that the role of who is a parliamentarian or a minister is a role we have to carry out so that these people have their full rights, solving conflicts in their countries, and if and when not possible, for people to be entitled to full rights where they seek, in countries where they seek new living, new conditions. The displaced and refugees are those citizens that travel, forced to flee because of armed conflict. Dictatorships that do not allow freedom, don't allow to express their freedom. And they do so because of climate change and because people are poor and cannot overcome overcome it. And human irrationality takes quite often leads to behavior to more injustice. Women and children, we are all citizens. We've been convened to one of our most important tasks in the 2021, and to have a host integration policy, a policy fighting inequality, climate change, that allows all of us, we can be fulfilled in any country. Moem and Alouf says that the root of the difference between us as human beings and the trees, that is, the roots of the trees are planted in that place, but human beings can take their roots to other places. And taking these roots to other places, it means the world can become more plural, more rich, and capable of living everyone's culture, experiencing them. And the motto of The United Nations defined for this year, the refugee year, I don't know if we celebrated it, that is, we recall there's quite a lot of work to be done in terms of refugees and protecting refugees on the 24th, that is, wherever, everyone's entitled to seek protection, and we have the duty to protect those that seek refuge and shelter. Being in such an emblematic room of the Portuguese Parliament, in a month and a half, we will be celebrating 200 years of our parliamentarism in Portugal, 200 years of our conquest of freedom, 200 years of conquering democracy that was interrupted, even though, but I have the pleasure to be part, I have the pleasure of being part of a country that over the years, in many policies, has been able to be distinguished because of its host integration policy. For us, we are an immigrant country where the 1960s showed that people had to flee because of our because of the dictatorship, and we saw this during the discovery period, that this parliament is a symbol. What is an adventure of traveling to new worlds and finding in these new worlds a bit of hope to return and to be able to change our society? And that's why we've been working on, as government, municipality, local authority, civil society, always trying to respond in an exemplary way, that obligation that any decent society has of integrating and welcome. We did not discover the integration policy with the Ukrainian conflict. We reject that conflict. We reject also because we don't accept violations to human rights, and because human dignity is an essential value for any decent society. And that is why, let me recall that according to United Nations, the migrants represent a significant part of victims of trafficking in human beings. That is, 10 out of these victims, 5 are women, 2 are girls. And let me repeat that in every 10 victims of human trafficking, 5 are women and 2 are girls, underaged. And that's why these numbers are alarming, and that we understand that with these numbers and examples, that's how we understand that this form is extremely important. Not to say that we want equality because of equality, but the importance of this form in terms of building equality, one more brick that can support and alert what are the inequalities in migrant women and in the injustice, and to be able to build equality, I like to use the words of a Middle East parliamentary that I don't remember, when we celebrated in London the 100 years of the right to vote, women's right to vote in the UK. And these are her words, I'm quoting, "As birds need 2 wings, as bird needs 2 wings to fly, the world needs 2 wings, men and women, to conquer equality." It's not possible to conquer equality alone. This conquest has to involve everyone. And again, I'd like to greet you, Mr. President, to have accepted the Portuguese delegation's challenge, and those that have fought to implement these different aspects of this forum. Again, it's very important. I'd like to conclude to say that you can count on the Portuguese government so that we can continuing on welcoming, on hosting those that need new opportunities, that seek integration, that seek personal fulfillment, and to say that the Portuguese state is very committed to encourage this bridge of those arriving and those already living in our country, and so that they can have access to school and education, then we can fight inequality and to start also overcoming inequalities, because we believe that plural societies with more culture, with different experiences, are societies which will be more inclusive, more equal, with greater solidarity. And what I wish for is that we have enough strength, that we have determination, energy, and that we can build the equality building, which is very important in our world and for the hope we need to leave our generations.
I would like to thank Her Excellency Minister Mendes for her words. She said many very important things. I liked two expressions that she used, and I think this will drive PAM work, especially in the forum, but also in the activities of the Assembly. The Portuguese challenge, that is very important. Thanks to Portugal, today we have the Women Parliamentary Forum. Thank you to the delegation of Portugal, thank you to Joanna. It is part of a series of steps that PAM undertook from the beginning of its activities. I remember our first report on Palestinian women refugees. That was the first time we tackled, and we came a long way until today to have the Women Parliamentary Forum. And thanks to Jana, PAM made a very important step in changing its statute to ensure the representative of the two genders in our assembly. And then another thing, Minister, that you mentioned, which is very important for us. Using a United Nations terminology, I will call it, based on the English translation, the four W's. Whatever happens, whenever it happens, wherever it happens, whoever is in need of protection, we must be there. Thank you very much, Minister. Thank you very much.
It's out of protocol, but may I add some words? No, really, thanks, because your last sentence, metaphor, I remember that one of the most important men of peace that we had in Italy is a metaphor similar to Dior. And this is Don Tonino Bello. He was a priest. He was under the bombs in the Balkans War. And he said that men and women are angels with one wings, and they can fly only to get together. So it's the same way, but I want to remember also this very important peaceman that teach us peace agreements, and thanks again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. We now move outside for the family picture on the stairs outside the building. Thank you very much.